is an American actress and singer best known for her performances on Broadway. Acting alongside Whoopi Goldberg, she played one of the choir nuns in the movie Sister Act.
Wow. Seems like your prayers have been answered.
Sister Act celebrates its 30th anniversary this year. Beth Fowler joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
Beth Fowler is joining us from New Jersey right now. Beth, thank you for your time. We're so excited to talk to you.
Oh, I am absolutely delighted to hear your accents. I've been missing Hugh. I've been talking to him with email, Hugh Jackman, today because it's his opening night for Music Man on Broadway.
There you go.
Wow. So are you good mates with Hugh Jackman?
Yes. Well, we did The Boy from Oz on Broadway.
That's incredible.
I'm having an Ozzy night.
Yeah. I like it. You've played a nun a couple of times in a couple of really high-profile roles. We want to talk about Sister Act first.
Yes, a feel-good film.
And, I mean, I've talked about this before. It's a movie that, you know, I'm nearing 40, but my children are 2 and 7, and they can sit there and watch Sister Act. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And Whoopi would love it. So great.
What is it about the movie that just connects with all the different generations and that just hasn't died?
Well, I think, for one thing, that Whoopi was at her peak. And I really think she is the heart of the show. And she had a lot of old troopers with her and those gals. It was just my absolute thrill to work with Maggie Smith and, these wonderful gals who've been around and on stage and on film for years. And it was a party, and she kept it alive. I don't know if you ever read about it, but I was brought out there to L.A. to do it, and I sat in an apartment and went and learned songs once a day for about 3 or 4 weeks, so we all got to know one another really, really well. But I think I like to tell that, I've worked with some stars in films and whatnot, and Whoopi was our cheerleader. She never went and hid in her trailer.
Wow.
She hung out with us, and she just kept our energy up. She just played and horsed around and kept everybody in a good mood, and it was a thrill. And none of us expected it to be the hit that it was, but I have to tell the truth that Emile Ardolino, who was the director, he shot a lot of film. They shot a lot of film. And we thought, well, this is okay. It's like, blah, blah, blah. And then he clipped it together, and it just came to life. When I saw it, I just wept with happiness. It was so much fun.
Wow.
So much fun. And Harvey Keitel was wonderful.
Yeah, Harvey Keitel.
We were all having fun.
As the gangster. And the girl. Yeah, incredible.
So amazing. You also played a nun in Orange is the New Black as Sister Jane Ingalls. Any memory?
I certainly did.
Very different kind of a nun.
Very different kind of nun. This is the Whoopi who maybe went to jail. What are your memories from working on Orange is the New Black?
Hilarious. I mean, I loved going to work every day because I didn't have to, I could schlep around in that prison uniform. I didn't have to go to costume fitting. I didn't have to get makeup done for an hour and a half. Mm. The first time they threw me in the chair to do hair and makeup, I come into work, you know, and my hair's done nicely and have a little something on, you know, but I know they're going to do makeup. And they sprayed water on my hair and slapped it down on my head and took my makeup off, and I was like, oh my God, I'll never work again. So it was a riot, and I tell you, my best fun was at the lunch table, because here I am sitting with these kids, every color, every persuasion that you can imagine, and sharing stories of things that I would never have with my friends in New Jersey in suburbia.
Discussing. Yeah. Just one more question on Sister Act, going back there. There has been talk of Sister Act 3 in development. I know Whoopi's even talked about it in the past. Is it a project you'd be keen to revisit?
Well, we had a reunion of the remaining gals in New York.
On The View, wasn't it?
That's right, And she said it, I don't know if she said it on camera, but she said it on backstage to us. She said, I've been nagging Disney for years, and I'm really on it. And now every once in a while I see something in a magazine, or somebody will text me and say, did you see where Whoopi's talking about? I don't know what's going to happen. Honestly, I'm not privy to, you know, any Disney decisions. But I know that Whoopi really, she was really, she wasn't just, you know, stroking us. She said, I really want to do it. I've wanted to do it for years. And she said, I think I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be successful. So I hope she does.
If it were up to you, Beth, what would the storyline be of a third sister act?
Good question.
I don't know. I've thought about that myself. I don't know. I have a feeling that they would tie it in with the, what's going on in the world today.
Mm.
I would hope that, and knowing Whoopi now, I'd be very surprised if it didn't have a real political slant to it.
You've been part of some really, really special things in your life, Beth Fowler, and the way you talk about Sister Act, it's clearly one of them. So thank you for sharing your time with us this morning from New Jersey, Beth Fowler.
Absolutely.
Big love.
Much love back to you guys.